I got this quote from the MERS newsletter, and it reads, and I quote, "It would be helpful if a chunk of concrete broke off the Ambassador and bonked a tugboat captain in the head. That would help Snyder and company more than anything else." That was Inside Michigan Politics editor Bill Ballinger on how Governor Rick Snyder could swing public opinion on in his favor on the issue of the second span across the Detroit River outside the Ambassador Bridge. That was the line of the year, Bill. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony.
The governor needs some type of act like this because of all that he did last year. He didn't come close to making this bridge deal happen.
Right, and I think there is a real question, Tony, about how much time and effort he wants to put into trying to get something through the legislature on the bridge this year. He's hinted that he might try to end run the legislature and get it done. We'll see what happens, but when we look ahead at his State of the State message on January 18th, I think it's really questionable whether he wants to talk about getting the bridge built. That, you know, would be something that would take a lot of resources and a lot of support from legislators who were going to be running for re-election. I think he's got a lot of other fish to fry that he probably ought to talk about.
When we talk to folks from both sides of the aisle about that bridge, the biggest concern seems to be on how it's going to be paid for. Now, we've had the governor and the lieutenant governor on the program who told us that should the revenue from the bridge tolls not add up to what it needed to add up, say they were supposed to pay what they owe to the Canadians within 10 years, they would just stretch that out to 14 or 16 or however many years. But there's a lot of folks, including Republicans like Representative Opsomer, who believe that's not the story. He could see the administration coming to the House of Representatives or to the Senate and saying, look, we need some money to pay for this. What's your take on it?
Well, I think Representative Opsomer and a lot of other legislators are suspicious that the only way really you're going to be able to pay for this is through tolls. He says that's what it just keeps coming back to, meaning that despite what the administration says, that they would jack up tolls very high or would ask for some kind of an appropriation for the from the legislature, whether it was on a one-time basis or over a period of time. And for that reason, this issue never even got to a vote in the Senate. It wasn't even really close to passing. It couldn't, you know, even get out of committee, really. It couldn't get a vote on the Senate floor, and it was never considered by the State House of Representatives. And the State House of Representatives are the people who are going to be on the ballot this year running for election. And from all the evidence we've seen, there's maybe more resistance to the bridge in the House than there was in the Senate, and it couldn't get a vote in the Senate.
Jace Bulger, the House Speaker, was quoted as saying, governing is difficult, but serving in the minority is awful. I wouldn't wish serving on the minority on anyone, well, except the Democrats. That seemed to lay out what the agenda how the agenda might unfold again this year, because everyone I talked to, Bill, boy, it was sour grapes from those Democrats. They just couldn't get anything done.
Right. Well, I will say this. I think the Republicans and Jace Bulger, as the Speaker in particular, were civil toward the Democrats most of the time. I mean, they did try to govern in an atmosphere of comity. That's C-O-M-I-T-Y, not C-O-M-E-D-Y. and civility. But if you're a Democrat, you can't be too happy about the agenda that the Republicans pushed in this past year. It was pretty much our way or the highway by the Republican majority, and they didn't rely on Democrats for any kind of bipartisan support in almost all the legislation that was passed. So, the question is it going to be a lot different in this coming year or not? We'll see. These are the biggest majorities that the Republicans have had since right after World War II. So that's one of the reasons things have been so partisan, at least in terms of the voting pattern in the House and Senate. John Engler when he was governor for 12 years, and even though he had Republican majorities much of that time, never had majorities like Rick Snyder has enjoyed in the last year in the State House and Senate in Lansing.
All right, Bill, as we get into January, the House and the Senate will be coming back into town. What's at the top of the agenda list for those two entities?
Well, you know, there are things that they are interested in, and then there are things that the administration is interested in. And we don't know for sure whether those two agendas are going to coincide or not. I mean, for instance, you can look at things that were left over from 2011 that a lot of legislators, and even you could argue the governor himself, wanted that didn't get done. I mean, we've talked about the bridge. Another is getting rid of what's called the personal property tax on business inventory, which business has argued against for years. The problem is that the business just got a big $1.8 billion tax break last year from the legislature, which the Democrats, by the way, did not like, particularly when the Republican majority were cutting spending for K-12 education, for higher education, for revenue sharing. And secondly, the personal property tax repeal, if that's what happens, that's $1.2 billion approximately, and most of that is earmarked for local government. And local government has already taken a big hit through the Snyder 2011 budget and tax cuts that we just discussed. So, I mean, there's got to be a way for the administration and state government to find to, quote, pay for, unquote, repealing the personal property tax. But that is something that is probably on a lot of Republicans' agendas. Another that's left over are these so-called health care exchanges, which would be part of implementing the new federal Health Affordability Care Act, the so-called Obamacare, that we don't know whether it's going to stand up or not, Obamacare, because the U.S. Supreme Court is going to be making a major decision probably in June on whether the key pillar of Obamacare is constitutional, and that is the so-called individual mandate, compelling individuals like you and me to buy health care insurance whether we want to or not. So that's going to be decided by the Supreme Court, and the legislators, particularly the Republican majority, are basically arguing why hustle ahead and spend a lot of time and effort setting up these so-called health care exchanges when we don't even know if Obamacare is going to be constitutional or not. Let's just wait for the Supreme Court to rule. And Snyder is saying, well, we really shouldn't wait. If we don't do this, the federal government's going to do it. Let's get this thing in place and be ready for whatever happens in June or later on in terms of a court ruling. So those are things that are left over. But then the governor gave a couple of special messages to the legislature last year. You may remember on transportation, for instance, on how we repair our crumbling transportation infrastructure in the state. Our roads and our bridges are in bad shape here in Michigan. We are in the bottom 10 in the country in terms of the efficacy and the condition of our infrastructure in the state here, and it's hard to get that done. So that's something. Health,
right.
Another thing. Education.
Right. Bill, I've got to get to a break. I want to call you back tomorrow just for a few minutes to talk about the Iowa caucus. Thanks so much.
Okay.